Mr. Hilton.
Hello, Bob.
Back in the saddle?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I think I hear a little creaky bones and stuff.
A little rusty, but I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy to have you back. We're going to get right to music because you're going to have to gear up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking...
Something to get the blood going. Hit it.
A pity she does not exist, a shame he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me, from here on I go stag. The only girl I ever loved is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Yeah. I don't know why I even went, it's really not my bag. Just thought it might be funny to see Andrew.
Love the magnetic fields.
And it's great to have him back again.
Stephen Merritt, man, I think he's one of our all-time great American songwriters. He can do so much in about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, and there's nothing on this record. It's called Love at the Bottom of the Sea. There's nothing on this record, and it comes out in March 6th, that's longer than like 2 minutes and 35 seconds. 15 songs, takes under 34 minutes.
Wow.
And it's back to a sort of synthy sound again for them. It's also back on Merge Records, which is the first one they've done on Merge since 69 Love Songs. I had this image. We've been yakking about South by Southwest for a while as a team, trying to come up with what we're going to do and cover. At South by, we usually do two big things. One is an opening night event at Stubbs, and then the other one in a smaller venue at the parish we love. And I had this sort of daydream image while I was driving to work. The two things don't usually
swerving all over the road and up on the sidewalk.
And it was the Magnetic Fields headlining a show. They play this song, Andrew and Drag, and out walks behind Stephen Merritt, Andrew Bird dressed up as a girl. Anyway,
good luck pie in the sky and things here. Yeah, you're totally blue sky in this, I appreciate that. Well, I want to take you to an artist. You know, we were talking the other day, and I said, you know, it's so amazing. You would think that we'd be pretty plugged in with the whole world of music and know what all is out there. And every day I learn about a new band I've never heard of before, but millions of people love.
It's a big world.
Yes. And so that's Gautier. Gautier is an artist. He's originally from Belgium. He's now living in Australia. He's someone who I'd never heard of until you introduced me to him, and I looked him up on YouTube, for example. He's got one video on YouTube that has 40 million views. And I'm thinking, this guy's amazing.
There are cover songs of this guy. The five people on guitar. Have you seen that one?
Five people
playing guitar. A cover song of Gautier, Gotye, if you're looking at how to spell it. And the cover song has 12 million views.
Right. So how did you find him? That's what I never heard.
Oh, I was at CMJ. Just one of those people that played CMJ, played a party.
He's got a record that originally came out in August called Making Mirrors. And I want to play a short little song called Easy Way Out. Smart, beautifully textured, totally surprising pop music.
We'll be right back.
amazing. The thing that's so cool about that and so much of his music, and I think this is true of the Magnetic Fields, that song's less than 2 minutes, and it felt like a full meal.
Yeah.
You know, he just goes in so many crazy different directions. It turns on a dime. Gotcha.
Yeah, the record does that too. Yeah. I mean, there's world music sounds. There's all sorts of stuff on it. At its best, it reminded me of Spoon, which is going to remind me of the next band I'm about to play, White Rabbits. But on the side that I didn't care for, if I could just say a little bit,
sure.
was a bit of a Sting sound, which, you know, for me, is it just sort of makes me want to run away. I'd be curious if you didn't hear that.
I don't hear that. Good. You know, and I'm thinking about those 40 million fans who are views on YouTube. I'm guessing most of those are from Australia, where he's based now, and where this record I read went gold in less than a week.
Yeah, well loved there.
Yeah. So we'll see if maybe he has a good year here in the States. Gotye.
Yeah, there was something in there in the rhythm of that and the snappiness of Gautier's music that reminded me of Spoon, and which reminds me of White Rabbits, which is a band these days based in Brooklyn, met and got together in Columbia, Missouri. 2 years ago, Britt Daniel of Spoon produced their record. Now they've got Mike McCarthy producing their record, also of Spoon. And I'm going to play the song, and it again reminds me of Spoon, but they are... I've seen them live. They're a very fun band. They're very talented musicians. They're really, if they come to a club near you, go see them. You know, Spoon aside, and I like Spoon, not, this is a positive thing to say about a band as opposed to the Sting reference that I made to the other, which I wouldn't say was a positive thing for Gautier. They have their own sound. It is that strong, sort of very, very inventive moments in their songs. And you'll hear that right off the bat in this little rhythm that they underlay to set as a base of the song. So I'm going to play the song that leads the album off. It's called Heavy Metal, and the record, which comes out top of March, is called Milk Famous from White Rabbits.
You still believe the time waiting.
love that. This is a band I've not paid a whole lot of attention to, but I've listened to Milk Famous, this new record, quite a bit, and really love it. I hadn't thought of Spoon at all until you mentioned it, and now I totally hear it. Yeah, it's particularly how everything is so perfectly and precisely composed and placed in the song, very tight, very put together very tightly.
There's moments that reminded me of Gang of Four, too, of those kind of angular guitars. Yeah. I mentioned Mike McCarthy in reference to Spoon, and I think I may have made it sound like he's a member of the band. He's produced four of their records.
I didn't.
Just to clarify. What do you have, Mr. Hilton?
Let's do Lamb Chop. Lamb Chop is a band, been around for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
It's a Nashville-based band, for those who've never heard of Lamb Chop, led by a guy named Kurt Wagner. And sort of a revolving supporting cast of members in the group. Wagner once called Lamb Chop Nashville's most effed up country band, and they have a sound rooted in country, but it's so much more than that. This is a band we had in for a Tiny Desk concert, by the way, for anyone who wants to go back and see them perform live in the office. Wagner has such a beautiful baritone. They've got a new record coming out. It's called Mr. M. It's not out until February. But we've got an exclusive preview. This song is called Gone Tomorrow from Lamb Chop and Mr. M. Totally
that.
Surprising. There's still a little bit more.
Still surprising after all these.
I just love how that song, it just blooms like a flower slowly, yeah. You know. And I'm pretty sure I heard a sitar in there and then synth sounds coming in at the end.
Way to go, Lamb Chop. Yeah. Record dedicated to Vic Chestnut, right?
Yeah, Vic Chestnut and Kurt Wagner were good friends. And I actually saw Lamb Chop the first time I ever saw the band live, the first time I ever even heard of the band was probably 15, 16 years ago when I was living in Athens, Georgia, and Lamb Chop opened for Vic Chestnut. And they played together, and you could really see the similarities in their sound at the time and mm-hmm. their mutual love for each other's music. And
both did solo performances at the Tiny Desk. You can see Vic's.
Yep.
And he was one of the first ones we ever did, right?
He was. Like I wanted to say that Laura Gibson was our first. He may have been our second, actually.
Yeah. So. We're hoping to bring Laura back. She was number one. We're getting up to number 200. We're going to see if we can make Laura number 200. She's got a wonderful new record, which we played on in our winter look ahead show. Give it a listen. It's a nice new sound for her. I was hearing in Mr. Kurt Wagner's voice there that sort of baritone-y bass. Would you say it was bass?
Maybe bass baritone, maybe somewhere in between a bass and a baritone.
I was thinking, who could go lower? And nobody other than Leonard Cohen, right?
Maybe a Tuvan throat singer could go lower.
You want to try it?
I'd love to know how to do that.
Yeah. So anyway, I have an exclusive cut from the new Leonard Cohen record that comes out the end of the month. The new record's called Old Ideas. It's his, 12th record in 44 years or so of recording. Yeah. He's just an amazing character. You know, his first record came out, he was probably in his 30s. For a lot of listeners back then, he was thought of as sort of this old sage,
guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Now he's 77. Now
amazing.
He totally is an old sage, and his words are, he so much tries to figure out relationships and relationships with people and God and spirit, and he does it in a way that gets you thinking as you hear his words, and I think we should, when you listen to the song, listen to these words, it'd be hard not to think about your own life and think about life in general. I'll play the song. It's a lead-off cut to the new record, Old Ideas. We'll do a first listen on it when it comes out. The record comes out on the 31st, so we'll have the first listen sometime around there, a week before. So the song's called Going Home.
Love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Suffering, a sacrifice recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
Where's his home?
You know he's not talking about Montreal, right?
Yeah.
Such a thoughtful man. I'm so glad he's still making music. And yeah. I'm so glad he'll connect with, I think he will connect with, a whole new generation of people. He doesn't make records often. This is the first one, 7 years? It's so good to hear him again.
When I listen to him and his music, and I think of him, very much as a searcher and someone who's traveled all over the world looking for answers. You know, he was an ordained monk, Buddhist monk, I believe, sort of a searcher. And this next artist is, I think of it as a searcher too, but he's just a young guy and someone I've just discovered. His name's Mauro Remedi. He's originally from Italy. He now lives in London, but he's someone who's spent time traveling through Europe playing gypsy klezmer music. He spent time in North Korea playing...
Are you going to play us a gypsy klezmer no. song? Because this would not be you.
No, this is not... And hearing this, you won't believe the sound he has now. But yes, gypsy klezmer music. He spent time in North Korea playing traditional Korean folk music.
Wow.
He also had a stint playing piano for an off-Broadway tap dancing show. And
you're making this stuff up.
But as Porcelain Raft, and Porcelain Raft is the band he created recently and now plays as Porcelain Raft, the music is just this sort of beautiful, dreamy, shoegazy, gauzy type music with some great beats driving it all. And he's got a new record coming out. It's called Strange Weekend. I want to play this cut. It's called Drifting In and Out. It's a very appropriate title. So were you wondering the whole time who's singing with
him?
Yeah, that's him. Wow. That's him. He's this beautiful falsetto voice.
You didn't say he was a girl.
No, I guess I didn't say he was a girl. Mauro. Yeah. The band Porcelain Raft, love this record so much. Thanks to Mike Katzef here at Impure Music for turning me on to them. And Porcelain Raft, they played with the Antlers. He's currently on tour with Youth Lagoon, playing with M83, Smith Westerns.
All good pairings.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot more of him this year.
We premiered a song on the blog recently, the new Lost in the Trees.
Right.
Yeah. A song called Red. And the last Lost in the Trees record that came out was all sort of about Ari Picker, the leader of this North Carolina collective, and his family, a very twisted and sad story. Mother is an artist, twin babies that died. She took her life. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. I wonder how anybody goes ahead.
How it could get any worse than what you just said.
Well, there's that. And then I wonder how you go out on the road and you sing these very personal songs. But they're incredible, beautiful songs. So I thought, he must want to pull away from it. And he tried to. He wrote this song. It's called Red. And he tried to make a song that wasn't about that at all. He wanted to make an entire new record about his mom's life from, I think, as I gather, from her point of view. She was an artist, and he's just trying to find... He's not satisfied with the fact that his mom's in heaven, as he could feel and believe and be content with that, but he said he's trying to make a record that's sort of a place for his mom to be for him, and really intense.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So let's give a listen to this song, Red, from a record called A Church That Fits Our Needs, and it comes out March 20th. Lost in the Trees. The song's called Red.
It's beautiful. Ari Picker, you know, the guy who wrote the songs, the frontman, I know he studied composition and orchestration, and you can really hear how he puts all that together in his songs, beautifully composed. Who was that singing on the record? Who was the woman on
that? Yeah, that band member, Leah Gibson. Yeah, really nice pairing there.
Very nice. I want to go out on a band that was my favorite of 2010, a group called Lower Dens, and we've got a really, really early sneak preview of a record that they've got coming out. Not until May. The record is called Nootropics, and nootropics are drugs that make you smarter. It's not actually a word.
Spell that.
Nootropics, Nootropics. This is a Baltimore-based band fronted by Jaina Hunter. She's put out a handful of really mostly gloomy solo records, one of which was called, just to give you an idea, it's called Blank Unstaring Airs of Doom. Well, she formed Lower Dens a few years ago. 2010 put out a record called Twin Hand Movement. That was my record of the year for 2010. I'm so thrilled that they're coming back. They signed with Ribbon Records, and in May they're going to release this Nootropics, and it is just, if they had a sort of spare, reserved sound before, it's just this beautiful, huge, lots of raw guitar noise. It's creepy, beautiful, hypnotic. It's just an incredible record. Nootropics, I've run myself breathless talking about it. So let's just go out on Lower Dens. This song is called Brains.
Excellent. Good to have you back.
Good to be
back. We got so much stuff coming up. Just real quick, we have, we're doing a lot of song premieres on our blog, npr.org/allsongs. You can click the blog link there. Follow us on Twitter at allsongs, because we're going to be doing some live concerts, some live events, a listening party perhaps with maybe Miss Sharon Vannen.
Oh,
you think maybe?
Might have to do that.
Might have to do that. So keep an ear and eye open for that.
And remember, Lord loves a working man.
Yeah. So South by Southwest is coming up, and so much more stuff. So, and Valentine's Day, we'll do something special for that too.
It's looking to be a good year.
Yeah, indeed. Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Boylan, along with, who's that?
Robin Hilton?
It's All Songs Considered.